Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cotarobas, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. We're in the midst of the mystical month of May, and today I'd like to focus on the incredible gift Mother Mary is investing every man, woman, and child with this month. This is a new beginning for the earth and for all life evolving upon her. We have ascended up the spiral of evolution into the embrace of the new earth, and each of our I Am presences is guiding us through the monumental changes that we're all experiencing. This is true whether we are aware of that on a conscious level or not. This month, Mother Mary and all of the aspects of the Divine Feminine are joining with our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is, in order to assist us in the transformation process that we're all going through. The divine intent of this intervention is to help us quickly manifest the patterns of perfection for the new earth in our daily lives so we can complete the process of moving from the old dysfunctional energies of separation and duality into the new higher frequencies of oneness and reverence for all life. As you listen to the celestial messages and the guidance that I'll be sharing with you today, know that I don't ever want you to accept anything as truth just because somebody told you it's true. Ask your I Am presence for guidance, and you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you and if it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. During this hour, we're going to work in the eternal moment of now. So that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or you are listening to this radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times, 1,000-fold by your I Am presence, which is your true God self and the company of heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Know that the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. So now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this time. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity within your heart flame. This divine love now flows through your heart flame into the heart flame of every other person evolving on this planet, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. The power and might of our Father, Mother, God's transfiguring divine love is forming a grid of love around the earth as it flows from heart flame to heart flame. Know that this grid of divine love is spanning the abyss from the very densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection, the patterns of the new earth. This grid of love is forming a bridge. This is the bridge to freedom over which this earth and all her life are in the process of ascending up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth and all. evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the patterns of perfection for our newly birthed new Earth. During our special time together, remember the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Today we're going to discuss Mother Mary and the flame of transfiguring divine love that she is investing all of us with during this powerful month. Month is a very powerful time of year for all of us evolving on the planet, and we're being given some amazing opportunities during May of 2013 to add to the light of the world. Since the birth of the new Earth, our I Am presence, which is the God Self within each of us, is intervening in our lives in new and profound ways. This is due to the incredible shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness that has taken place within each person's earthly bodies, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, since the beginning of this year. Since the birth of the new Earth, which took place in the realms of cause on December 22, 2012, our I Am presence has been raising the frequency of our four earthly bodies exponentially. This is greatly accelerating our physical transformation from carbon-based planetary beings into the higher frequencies of fifth-dimensional, crystalline-based solar light beings. Now our I Am presence is more accessible to our outer consciousness than ever before. This is allowing us to more tangibly work with the new fifth-dimensional energies that are bathing the Earth. I know this is a confusing time because we are literally walking with our feet in both worlds. We are clearly demonstrating the profound truth that wherever our attention is, there we are. If we are focusing on the new Earth and all of the patterns of perfection associated with this fifth-dimensional frequency of the planet, we can tangibly see the wondrous changes and the shifts of consciousness that are taking place within people's hearts and minds around the world. But if we're listening to the media and focusing on the negativity and the human miscreations that are being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into light, it looks like things are getting worse instead of better. This actually could not possibly be further from the truth. This phenomenon makes it quite obvious that the greatest need of the hour is for all of us to focus on the light and the patterns of perfection that we want to manifest for the new Earth. The powerful gift of transfiguring divine love that is being given to humanity this month by beloved Mother Mary is intended to do just that. So we're going to talk about that and how to utilize that wonderful gift. During the mystical month of May, Mother Mary's Temple of the Immaculate Heart in the realms of light is open to all humanity. During May, every year, our I Am presence has the opportunity to take us to this temple in our finer bodies while we are sleeping at night. Now, I know that this may be a new concept for you, but there is no such thing as our soul being unconscious. When we lay our body down to rejuvenate it through sleep, our I Am presence escorts us into the realms of light in our finer body. Remember, we are multidimensional beings functioning in many dimensions simultaneously. And the beings of light keep reiterating to us that the physical plane of Earth is the very last dimension to reflect the changes that are taking place. And what we are witnessing and experiencing in this dimension is actually the least real of all of the dimensions that we abide in. Now, once we are in the higher realms, we have the opportunity to learn new things and to benefit from the gifts of light that are being administered to humanity by the company of heaven. If when you go to sleep at night, you ask your I Am presence to help you remember what you have experienced during the night when you wake up in the morning. You will gradually become aware on a conscious level of what you're learning during your nightly travels. This year, Mother Mary, in unison with our Mother God and the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity, is providing humanity with a powerful gift that will help us to transcend the distorted and painful patterns of the old earth that are being pushed to the surface to be transmuted. This gift from on high will allow us to more effectively integrate and anchor into the physical plane the patterns of oneness and reverence for life that are associated with the fifth dimensional new earth that has now been birthed. Mother Mary said, "This divine intervention that we are receiving this month will help us to manifest our newly birthed renaissance of divine love in tangible and profound ways." During the entire mystical month of May in 2013, when we are escorted into Mother Mary's Temple of the Immaculate Heart, she will invest each and every one of us with the most powerful and healing frequencies of the flame of transfiguring divine love that we are capable of receiving. Mother Mary said that this unprecedented gift of transfiguring divine love will heal humanity's wounded hearts in ways that will enable each of us to release and forgive the pain and suffering that we have created either deliberately or inadvertently through the misuse of our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs throughout our myriad lifetimes. Mother Mary's activity of light, which will be working in harmony with the activity of light of beloved Saint Germain and the gift of the higher intensified frequencies of the fifth dimensional crystalline solar violet flame that is blazing through the planet at this time, will help us to transmute and transcend humanity's past transgressions of the laws of oneness and harmony in miraculous ways. So today I want to share with you the information the Company of Heaven and Mother Mary have given to humanity about the awesome power of the flame of transfiguring divine love. Now, the level of higher consciousness that we are now tapping into is reuniting us with our I Am presence and helping us to heal our self-inflicted separation from the realms of illumined truth. As this unprecedented shift of consciousness is fully integrated into the conscious mind and emotional feeling world of every person on earth, humanity will realize that we can no longer rely on our mental perceptions or our logical thinking alone. People around the world are beginning to clearly understand that we must now reach into the wisdom of our hearts and tap into the divine potential that holds the vision of who we are and why we are here on earth during this cosmic moment of this planet's transfiguration into the fifth dimensional frequencies of the new earth. The most amazing assistance that has ever been given to humanity is the flame of transfiguring divine love. The beings of light have said that this miraculous gift from our Father, Mother, God is the most powerful frequency of divine love throughout the whole of creation. It is an unfathomable frequency of divine love that has been relatively dormant since the beginning of time. For billions of years, this unparalleled divine love has been held within the heart of our godparents, awaiting the moment when it would be activated by the collective invocations and heart calls of the sons and daughters of God throughout infinity. During the dawn of the new millennium, the solar logos from our central sun are the beings, the representatives of our Father, Mother, God, known as Alpha and Omega. These beings of light evaluated Earth's progress during the dawn of the new millennium and determined that the greatest need of the hour for this planet was for us to experience the new frequency of transfiguring divine love. At that time, it was clear that without superhuman divine intervention, there would be millions of souls who would not be ready in time to make the shift of consciousness that was destined for humanity and the Earth during the imminent shift of the ages, which we have actually just experienced on December 21st, 2012. With that heart knowing at the dawning of this millennium, Alpha and Omega sent forth a clarion call to all of the universe, asking for assistance to activate the flame of transfiguring divine love that was pulsating in the core of creation. The beings of light said the response came on celestial wings of love and compassion from the far reaches of the cosmos. Literally billions and billions of light beings volunteered to assist Alpha and Omega in this divine mission. When all was in readiness, the illumined souls joined together in perfect unison, and as one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, the collective body of the sons and daughters of God throughout infinity invoked the flame of transfiguring divine love into action. In a miraculous act of divine grace, our Father, Mother, God securely anchored the flame of transfiguring divine love through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child into each person's heart flame. Now, this magnificent and powerful sacred flame is a deep rose color with an aquamarine aura of clarity. Within the center of this flame pulsates a resplendent opalescent sun of transfiguration. This magnificent gift from our Father, Mother, God contains within its frequencies transfiguring patterns of divine love beyond anything we have ever known or even dared to dream about. When anchored within a person's heart flame, this love begins to send forth a beacon of light that magnetizes unto itself the full spectrum of divine light that is pulsating in the causal body of our Father, Mother, God. Gradually, as the flame of transfiguring divine love begins to permeate every cell, organ, gland, muscle, electron, atom, and subatomic particle and wave of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, an environment is created in which the I Am presence is quickened and exalted to take full dominion of our earthly bodies. As this process unfolds day by day, our earthly bodies are now being transfigured into the limitless physical perfection of our fifth-dimensional crystalline solar light bodies. This is an individual process that is taking place through the I Am presence of each person in perfect alignment with his or her ability to assimilate and integrate the unprecedented frequencies of this newly activated flame of transfiguring divine love. Now, this sacred fire is also blessing humanity with another powerful gift. Encoded within the frequencies of the flame of transfiguring divine love, within the heart of the opal essence sun of transfiguration and the aquamarine aura of clarity, is a divine intelligence that is capable of discerning and revealing to each of us the experiences, the beliefs, the attitudes, fears, thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that we are using to support our distorted belief systems. These are the belief systems that conflict with the truth of our oneness with all life. Belief systems that accept separation and duality as our rightful existence in this physical plane. This gift of divine intelligence exposes the illusion of separation from God and any other belief systems or actions that reflect separation, duality, or a lack of reverence for all life. Anything that is based in a consciousness less than the oneness of life. As the clarity of the flame of transfiguring divine love enters our conscious minds, we begin to truly know that every human being is divine, regardless of how far his or her behavior patterns and life experiences may be from reflecting that truth. This is a vitally important realization in humanity's healing process. Our thoughts and feelings are creative, and whatever we focus our attention on, we empower and we bring into form. If we are constantly thinking and talking about the negative behavior patterns people are participating in, or the things we don't like about the people themselves, we are simply adding our energy and power to the very things that we're talking about and that we dislike. This is true whether we're talking about our loved ones, our friends and coworkers, our associates or acquaintances, or our governmental officials and world leaders. Actually, the more powerful and influential a person is, the more critical it is for us not to empower the negativity that they're participating in, but rather to empower their I Am presence and their divine potential as sons and daughters of God. We can empower and energize every soul's divine potential by invoking their I Am presence and focusing our attention on the divinity that is pulsating within their heart. All we have to do is ask their I Am presence to take control of their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and to lift them into a consciousness of oneness and reverence for all life. Every person's I Am presence will only guide them in response to ways that reflect the highest good for all concerned in alignment with their divine plan. We can empower people's divine potential even further by asking their I Am presence to expand the divine intelligence within the flame of transfiguring divine love, which has now been anchored in every person's heart flame. This expansion will accelerate the process of exposing people's erroneous belief systems that are perpetuating separation, duality, and the consciousness of us against them. And it will enhance their ability to remember that they are one with all life, and that their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings at every given moment are either adding to the light of the world or adding to the shadows, depending on what they are focusing on and what they are allowing themselves to empower with their energy. This may seem like a very simple anecdote for the atrocities people are inflicting on each other throughout the world, but the beings of light have assured us that this is one of the most powerful things we can do to hasten humanity's awakening and Earth's transfiguration into the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. many people are so buried in the effluvia of their negative belief systems that they cannot even raise their head above the chaos and confusion of their lives effectively enough to hear the still small voice of their I Am presence. These people actually have no concept of the oneness of life. And through the fragmented, fear-based consciousness of their human ego, they truly believe that it's okay if they lie, steal, cheat, or kill to get what they want. Those of us who have awakened from that nightmare and remember that we are one with all life and that there is no such thing as us and them have a great responsibility to be our brothers and sisters' keeper, to hold that sacred space for them until they can awaken enough, lifting above the mud puddle of their human miscreations, to tap in to that divine truth for themselves. This does not mean that we are just to passively wait and watch for their awakening. It means that we are to actively be the instruments of God that we have all been preparing for lifetimes to be. We have volunteered to do this. This is part of our purpose and reason for being. Those of you who are listening to these words have been preparing to assist in this divine mission of helping unawakened humanity lift up in consciousness. Now, if that were not the case, your I Am presence would not have drawn this information into your sphere of awareness. This is a wondrous opportunity for you, and the universe will joyously support your every effort in this essential endeavor to shift the consciousness of humanity. To begin the process, we need to open our hearts to every evolving soul on Earth. Now, I know this is not easy when we observe some of the terrible things people are doing to each other and to the other life forms on the planet, but it is a necessary step in becoming the instruments of God that we have volunteered to be. The most powerful awakening force in the universe is the power of our Father, Mother, God's flame of transfiguring divine love flowing through your sacred heart flame into the heart flame of another human being. We never know what set of circumstances compels people to choose to do the negative things or the negative paths that they have chosen, or what causes them to make the self-destructive decisions they make. But in order to shift our feelings from anger and disappointment to love and understanding, we need to step back and we need to contemplate the bigger picture for every person. First of all, we need to remember that everyone is doing the best he or she can according to their wisdom, their understanding, and their belief systems. This is true whether or not we think they should know better, or whether it is obvious to everyone else in the world that what the person is doing is wrong. If the person fully understood the principles of the law of the circle, that whatever we are sending out goes out and expands and returns to us, affecting our own lives, and the oneness of all life, and the ramifications of their negative actions in face of those fundamental, profound truths, they would not be behaving in the negative matter in which they are. It is just that simple. When we grasp the truth that everyone is doing the best they can, it helps us to change our thinking. We no longer look at people as bad or evil. Rather, we look at them as we would an unaware child, children who are unable to comprehend the results of their behavior. Sometimes children do terrible things without any idea of what the end result of their actions will be. But instead of hating them and wishing them harm, we embrace them and strive to teach them a better way through love and patience. Just for a moment, imagine that the person you perceive to be the most degenerate, evil person on the planet is someone you love. What if it is your child or your husband, your wife or your parent? You understand that they have done horrible things, but in your heart of hearts, you know that in spite of their appalling behavior, there is a person inside whom you love, a person whom you know is capable of better things. And you believe with every fiber of your being that this person will one day awaken and choose to be the person you know they are destined to be. So you never give up hope, and you keep holding the vision of their divine potential. You continually invoke their I Am presence and pray that they will wake up and choose to turn their life around. Now, the feelings of love, compassion, and hope that you'd have for one of your loved ones in that situation are the same feelings you need to awaken within your heart for every human being. After all, we truly are one family, and we are sisters and brothers in every sense of the word. Through love, compassion, and dedicated invocation of awakened light workers, the flame of transfiguring divine love is now in the process of softening the hearts and enlightening the minds of recalcitrant souls who are resisting the light. These precious ones are gradually raising their heads above the negativity, and one by one, they are reclaiming the path of existence that will inspire them to fulfill the mission of co-creating heaven on earth, which are the patterns of perfection for the new earth. This month, beloved Mother Mary is investing us with the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of the flame of transfiguring divine love that the earth and humanity are capable of receiving. These frequencies are infinitely higher than anything we have ever experienced before. Now, as the flame of transfiguring divine love bathes the hearts and minds of humanity, more and more people will awaken. They will remember who they are and why they are here. This transfiguring process will open the door for the light of God to increase on earth. And as the light of God increases, everything that conflicts with that light will be pushed to the surface at an accelerated pace to be healed and transmuted, intensifying this process so that we can move through it more quickly and be done with it. For that reason, this is a very challenging time for people everywhere. It is the time that was referred to in the Bible when all that is hidden must now be revealed, and we can see that happening all over the world. It is a time when humanity is being purged and the negative behavior patterns of our lower human egos are being pushed to the surface. Remember, this is a necessary part of our transfiguration and a cleansing that must occur in order for humanity to complete our ascension into the fifth dimensional frequencies of our recently birthed new earth. This purification is happening for each of us individually and for all of us collectively. Now, with the unprecedented gift of transfiguring divine love that Mother Mary is investing each of us with this month, we have the opportunity to assist in this endeavor in miraculous ways. If we will take the power of our attention away from the illusion of separation and duality that is being pushed to the surface and that we're experiencing through the media all the time, and focus it on the multidimensional, multifaceted visions of the new earth, we will move forward in the light by leaps and bounds. When we observe something in our life or in the world that does not reflect reverence or the oneness of life, we have the ability to invoke the flame of transfiguring divine love into that situation. This sacred fire will transfigure all of the aspects of the problem. Then we can blaze Saint Germain's fifth-dimensional crystalline solar violet flame through the situation and transmute the negative thought patterns and archetypes that created the problem in the first place. Once this process is complete, we can then envision the patterns of perfection for the new earth that we want to create in place of the negativity that we have just transmuted and loved free. Remember, whatever we empower with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we bring into form. If we want to change what is occurring on earth, we need to take the focus of our attention off of all of the negativity that is being pushed to the surface and focus on the patterns of perfection for the new earth instead. It is important for each of us to create a detailed vision of what heaven on earth will be like for us in the new earth that we are all now abiding upon, whether we are really aware of it or not. Then we must set about creating that new positive reality by consistently empowering it with our thoughts, words, feelings, actions. Empowering it in alignment with our visions, our meditations, our invocations, and all of our activities of life. In addition to empowering the reality of heaven on earth through our visions and thought forms, we have the ability to assist humanity to do the same thing. We can serve as surrogates on behalf of humanity because we are one. Since all life is interconnected, when we raise our consciousness or transmute any aspect of our human ego that no longer serves our highest good, we actually create an upward rush of energy, a flow of energy, vibration, and consciousness that lifts and transmutes the collective fallen energies for humanity as well. As we transmute our own obsolete behavior patterns, we can ask the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child to lift up their consciousness and to transmute their obsolete behavior patterns simultaneously. The universal law is simple. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be opened. When we ask the I Am presence of another human being to intervene for the highest good of that person, his or her I Am presence gratefully responds. Our I Am presence will only intervene in alignment with our divine plan, and that is true for every person. So as long as we are asking the I Am presence of another person to do the work, we don't have to worry about interfering with another person's life experiences or their learning lessons. Amazingly, things are happening on Earth that are proving this universal law. Know that the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. Let's join together now in one-pointed consciousness, and empower the flame of transfiguring divine love that beloved Mother Mary is blessing humanity with this month. We will do this not only for ourselves, but we will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and accomplish this for every man, woman, and child on earth. This visualization that we're going to be joining energies with, all of the people that are tuning with us in consciousness from around the world, and on-demand archive service. This visualization is stated in the first person so that each of us will experience it tangibly and personally. But through the gift of God's divine grace, we invoke the I Am presence of every person evolving on this sweet earth as we volunteer to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. Through the divine intervention of our I Am presence, we now expect and accept that as the wonders of this precious gift of the flame of transfiguring divine love from beloved Mother Mary and the ascended realms of light cleanses, heals, purifies, uplifts, enlightens, and transforms our wounded hearts and our four earthly bodies, this transfiguration will occur for each of us individually and through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child simultaneously. And we begin. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed. My spine is as straight as possible, and I am instantly relaxed and peaceful. I empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day, and for a moment I focus my attention on my in-breath and out-breath. I gently close my eyes, and I remove my attention from the outer world as I reverently enter the divinity of my heart. I am aware of my I Am presence in the world, and I know that I am one with all life. But I realize that I am also living light, the electronic radiance of my eternal flame of life. The living light that I am is shining through every cell of my earthly bodies, and I am now a blazing sun of God's eternal light. I breathe in deeply, and on the holy breath, I ascend in consciousness into the very heart of my Father, Mother God. Instantaneously, I am enveloped in the embrace of my Father, Mother God's unfathomable flame of transfiguring divine love. Within this frequency of God's pure love, I hear the melodies and the melodious tones of this sacred fire, and I absorb the celestial fragrance of this flame of divine love. Suddenly I feel myself soaring into higher frequencies of love than I have ever known. I pierce into the very core of purity within the flame of transfiguring divine love, and the splendor of this divine substance permeates every particle of life within my being. The opalescent sun of transfiguring divine love blazes in, through, and around every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. My earthly vehicles are purified and transfigured into the limitless perfection of my fifth-dimensional, crystalline, solar-like bodies. the deep rose flame of love within the flame of transfiguring divine love lifts me into a place of divine truth. Within this deep rose flame, I realize my oneness with all life in a new and profound way. I am experiencing a love and a reverence for life beyond anything I ever dreamed possible. Divine wisdom is awakening within my heart, and in a flash of enlightenment, I know and fully understand how I am to convey this reverence for all life to the mass consciousness of humanity. Through my I Am presence, this realization is seared into my conscious mind and etheric records, and will now be tangibly available to me whenever I need to recall this sacred knowledge in my service to humanity and all life on this planet. The flame of transfiguring divine love's aquamarine aura of clarity now begins to gently bathe me in the radiance of divine intelligence. Through this aquamarine radiance of clarity, I am lifted into new levels of lucidity, comprehension, knowing, wisdom, insight, perception, and understanding. As I revel in the wonder of this magnificent frequency of clarity, I begin to grasp the magnitude of the opportunities that are contained within this gift from my Father, Mother, God, and beloved Mother Mary. In deep humility and gratitude, I accept the opportunities that are being presented to me within the flame of transfiguring divine love that I am being invested with this month. And I volunteer to be an instrument of God, the open door for this sacred fire. Through the intervention of my I Am presence, I consecrate my life to be the open door that no one can shut, through which the full spectrum of the limitless perfection of love within the flame of transfiguring divine love will flow to bless all life on this planet as every man, woman, and child manifests the patterns of perfection for the new earth tangibly in his or her daily life. For a sublime moment, I assimilate this experience as I breathe in and breathe out slowly and rhythmically. With every in-breath, I am ascending higher and higher into the multifaceted celestial frequencies of the flame of God's transfiguring divine love. And with every out-breath, I breathe this sacred fire forth to bless all life evolving on Earth. As every human being evolving on Earth is invested with the full potential of the fifth dimensional crystalline flame of transfiguring divine love by beloved Mother Mary, his or her I Am presence activate specific genetic codings within the RNA and DNA structures of their earthly bodies. These codings contain the immaculate concept for each person's divine plan. This activity of light is empowering every beloved son and daughter of God to fulfill his or her purpose and reason for being, right here and right now, from this moment forth. Through this activation, the mind and emotions of every person are being purified and realigned with the harmony of their true being. This purification is paving the way for the conscious mind and the superconscious mind within each individual to merge and become one. In this state of at-one-ment, each person's I Am presence now takes dominion of their life. As this occurs, the life, body, mind, and soul of each person is quickened and lifted into a state of enlightenment that clears the way for the fulfillment of the divine plan and the tangible manifestation of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Every human being on earth now begins to assimilate the ineffable power within the flame of transfiguring divine love. The divine intelligence with the flame is helping each person to realize that understanding and utilizing this divine power is one of the most important things a person can do in order to fulfill his or her unique facet of the divine plan. This inner knowing brings the realization that myriad opportunities are being presented to every soul every day that will improve the quality of life on earth. And even though these opportunities may seem challenging, the flame of transfiguring divine love contains the clarity and the frequency of divine love that will transcend all obstacles. All humanity now experiences the wonder of this flame of transfiguring divine love. And held within this divine intelligence, within this sacred fire, humanity knows and truly understands that we are one with God and that our Father, Mother, God is one with us. From the core of purity within the flame of transfiguring divine love, I realize my own divinity. And within the divine intelligence of this flame of love, I recognize and revere the divinity within every human being as well. As I continue to daily and hourly acknowledge and love the I Am presence within every person's heart, the I Am presence is empowered and increases its influence over that person's thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, no matter what negative behavior patterns a person previously participated in. The I Am presence has the ability to flood their four earthly bodies with the immaculate concept of their divine potential, and through this activity of light places their feet firmly on the path of light. Now, on behalf of myself and all of humanity, I decree with deep conviction, I am the flame of transfiguring divine love, now made manifest on earth and permanently sustained by holy grace. And so it is, beloved, I am. I now return my consciousness to the room and I become aware of my physical body as I allow the flame of transfiguring divine love from beloved Mother Mary and my Father, Mother God to be assimilated at a cellular level into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious Heart, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. I am grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Please join me again next week for another global activity of light that will add to the transformation and the patterns of the new earth. My name is Patricia Cota-Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.